I apologize for missing recording the first part of this message, but we'll take it up where I began the recording. Thank you. We might be going through life and our whole heart just, it's one thing after another where we can't seem to make it. But you see, God offers us a way out of that. On my own, I just can't get free of reacting the way I do because I'm missing something. Now, some people, now before I came to know the Lord, I didn't have this missing element. This missing element is the Spirit of God who wants to come in and give me life. See, I would try to do the right thing and do the right thing, but keep messing up and messing up. I didn't have the right stuff inside of me to consistently do the right thing. And God doesn't expect us to. He didn't make us that way. He made us to be like a host of His Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit is the goodness. We don't have that goodness. God alone is good. So me trying to be good all my life, I could see I wasn't getting anywhere, and I got depressed because I realized I was never going to get out of this. I was in a trap, and I couldn't get out of it. Then when I realized that, I got depressed. It was at that moment, down in the depths of that I opened a Bible and started reading it. And it was then that God revealed Himself to me, that He was really real. And that He was good, that He knows what's best for me, and He made me, He should know. That would make sense, that the Creator of me should know how I work and how to make me function correctly and well. And He wants good things for me. He wants me to be truly happy in the depths of my being, so that even when somebody cuts me off, I can just say, see what that guy did? And we can laugh about it. Why ruin the trip for my whole family? Why give that guy power over our vacation? That's kind of silly. Or if one of my own children in the car does something childish, should that ruin our whole trip? No. I'm the adult. I can rise above that and say, and deal with it in a respectable manner instead of getting angry and upset and ruining the whole trip. See, I'm the one who sets the mood. Many times we rely on our wives to set the mood. But us men, we should be like men. And even if our wife is having a down day, if we truly fill ourselves with the Holy Spirit of goodness, we will have the strength to be good in the midst of maybe the whole carload of wife and children. Maybe they're all having a bad day. Maybe the guy does cut us off. But I can do anything because I have the Holy Spirit in me. I have the source of all goodness in me, and I can rise up, and I can say, I can start singing a song. Like, maybe not as beautiful as Martha sang, but I can set a new pace. That's what God did for me when I first gave him my life. When I realized that I had no goodness in me. And I realized that God is good. And when I set my heart to finding out what he wanted, he looked down at me and he smiled and he said, "At last." And he breathed life into my being. And my whole life changed. And I went about looking to bless others, looking for what God wanted. I knew nothing. I just had a heart that had God in them now, and I was able to smile and do good things for people, not even worrying about myself. I didn't worry about myself. I didn't worry about, was I going to get this? Did I need that? Were people going to do this? I didn't worry about that. I just went out and blessed people. And I sought for people that knew more than I did and could help lead me in the way that God had for me. Then I learned that Jesus died for my sins. I learned that Jesus died for my sins and he paid my way so that I could be free from my past. All the shame of my past, he took that upon himself and he made a new way for me. It wasn't just going to be me trying to live up to the requirements that the Bible tells us. This is good and this is bad. This is good. Okay, now I got to walk here because that's good. Oh, no, I don't want to do that over there. It's not like that. He put his spirit within me that automatically made me want to do the good things, that I really enjoy it and brings fulfillment to me and life. And now I'm free. And now I still learn about the things that the Bible teaches me, because sometimes I forget to walk by the Spirit, and then the word like flashes up in my eyes that says, you're not supposed to be lusting after your neighbor's wife there, you know. Oh boy. See, if I didn't know that, I might get lost in something. Or you're not supposed to lust after his car or his house. So knowing those things are helpful to help to keep me to walking by the Holy Spirit. But knowing those things itself without the Holy Spirit, just knowing those things do not give me the power to live a good life. Because it's the heart that propels us into good things. And God's heart is the only one that's a good heart. Our heart without God will never live up to the requirements of what is good. It is only God who can do that. That's why Jesus said, God alone is good. God alone is good. So the only way we can have goodness is to get God in us, fill us with his Spirit, then we can walk about doing all the good things that the Bible talks about. And we will turn our foot from doing evil. Is there anyone there who you've never done this? You've heard all the stories. You've heard about, you know, Jesus dying for your sin and but you've never really trusted God with your whole heart and decided that you were going to give your whole heart to Jesus and trust God with your everything. That you are going to lay, you've never really laid everything down before the Lord and said, God, I'm tired of trying to be the Lord of my own life. It's a burden that's too difficult for me to carry. Will you come and walk with me? Will you come and show me the way you want me to go? Will you fill me with your heart that gives me the desire to live like you want me to live? Will you do that for me? People are telling me that you love me, Lord. I'm asking you. I know that you have love for me. Now I'm asking you to give it to me and I will receive it. If you'll give it to me right now, I will receive you right now. Is there anyone there who would like to speak that out publicly and say, yes, I want to do that? If there is, you can just press *1 and just say, yes. All you have to do is press *1 and say, yes, I want to. And if that's all you say, that's enough. Is there anyone else who would like to say, yes, I want to? Yes, I give you my heart, Lord. That's all you have to say. Oh, there's one. Lord, we bless this person in the name of Jesus, and we speak the Holy Spirit. We have that power to prophesy over the dry bones. I speak life into this person in the name of Jesus. Life. Forgiveness of sins. In the name of Jesus, we forgive your sins. And we prophesy the Holy Spirit over you to fill you with His Spirit, that you can walk in newness of life. And I encourage you, if you haven't already, get yourself in a group of believers who are walking with the Lord, and you can walk with them. But also spend time yourself in reading God's Word and praying and just asking God, talking to God like He's a normal person, like He can really hear you. And telling yourself that God loves me, you tell yourself that often. Now you said yes. Is there anything else you want to say? You are free to say something else if you would like to. If you have any questions. Or if you'd like, is there anyone who would like to be led in a prayer? You can either say yes to the Lord, or you can even say, will you lead me in a prayer? And I want to pray it over the in front of everybody here, and I'll lead you in a prayer. If you would like that, press *1. At any time, if you want to do that, you go ahead and interrupt me. but I'm going to go on. You need a prayer? Okay. Would you like to, is it that you want to commit your life to the Lord with all of your heart? Are you still there? Well, someone has just asked for prayer, and so we pray that this person, sound like a young lady? Hello? Lord, I pray your presence on this woman in the name of Jesus. Your presence on her. The Spirit of the Lord. Hello? I'm not sure. I couldn't quite hear you. You were breaking up. You need a prayer for what was it? A heavy heart. And what is your heart heavy about? Can you tell me that? Okay. Okay. Do you... I would like to know, are you filling yourself? Are you walking with God? Okay, but you have surrounding situations that are overwhelming you. Is that it? Okay. What is your name? Can you tell me your first name? Is that okay? I didn't hear you. What was your first name? I was just asking if I could pray for you by your first name. Yes, she? I'm sorry, I'm not getting the name. I'm just going to pray for you. And Lord, I pray for this woman. By the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray your presence over her and the realization in her heart that she does not have to worry about anything. All she needs to do is to love and trust you and that you are Lord of her circumstances. That she does not have to worry about her circumstances. That she can, and right now, I just ask you to give your circumstances, just like take your hands and put them underneath your heart and lift these circumstances that you're carrying, that you feel burdened by. I want you to just lift them, grab a hold of them, and lift them up to the Lord and say, and then drop them down before him. Say, Lord, I'm not going to worry about my circumstances. I give them to you. I give you my burden. You've never told me to be in charge of my circumstances. You're God, not me. But I've been carrying my circumstances as if I have some control over them. I don't. So I'm going to give them to you just like Moses threw down his staff before the Lord. Just like Abraham laid down Isaac before the Lord and entrusted Isaac to God. He followed God wholeheartedly. And he trusted Isaac into God's hands. So, you are carrying these circumstances as if your circumstances were your baby. You lay this baby of your circumstances down before the Lord and you entrust him. You entrust them to God. And you give these circumstances, we give these circumstances to you, Lord, and you give her the strength and the confidence to walk in faith in you, that she does not have to worry, that she is a child of God, that she is an ambassador of Jesus, that she is filled with the Holy Spirit, that she can do all things, and the only thing stopping her is her worrying about the circumstances. You promise to give us the strength we need to live in the midst of our circumstances. You're not taking us out of this world, and this world is going to have all kinds of stuff going on. So I ask you, Lord, to give her the comfort and the strength to walk through the midst of the trials. Just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego went into the furnace, but they were not worried because you protected them in the furnace. You didn't prevent them from going into the furnace. You were their strength and their hope and their protection in the furnace. That's how we learn to trust God, by walking through the furnace of affliction unscathed, with our hope and our faith and our trust. That's how it gets strong. So, Lord, I pray your blessing on her in the name of Jesus. And when the worries start to come back on you, you look them in the eye, don't back down. You look them in the eye and you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and I'm not afraid of you, circumstances. I can be loving when people are unloving to me. I can be patient in all circumstances. I can be full of faith no matter what happens. You speak those things just like Jesus did to the devil when the devil tempted him. Oh, you're too hungry, Jesus. You're not going to make it. You better make these stones bread. What did he do? He threw scripture back at him. You do the same. I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I will not fear evil. That's when you get victory, is when you have something to be victorious over. So rejoice in the midst of your circumstances. Don't grumble, don't complain, don't fear them, but give the shout of victory, and you will overwhelmingly conquer. And after you go through the circumstances, the trials, you will be like Job, and you'll be doubly blessed, far more than you were blessed before the trial. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Bless you. I receive that. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Bless you, Lord. Is there anyone else who would like prayer? Or especially if it's a scary thing to you, for you to do it, I want you to overcome that fear. You're the one who's, you've never pressed star one because you're afraid to. I want you to overcome that fear, press star one, and you speak what you want to say. If you have a request, make the request. If you have a word of encouragement, you give that word of encouragement. You are an integral part of the body of Christ. You are necessary for us. We need you. We need to hear from you what God has put in your heart. Don't deny us the gift that God has put within you. So I ask you right now, if there's something that's in your heart, I ask you to speak, press star 1, and say it. Don't be afraid. We're all waiting. Yes. What for your life? You're single? And children? One child? Okay. And what is there something specific that you would like prayer for? What is most on your heart? Your life? Okay, you have what? Oh, I understand that. I was just saying to myself yesterday that I remember last night I've had ups and downs in my prayer life, and right now I walk with the Lord, but my prayer life is down. I'm going to tell you what. Here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to pray for me, for my prayer life. Would you do that? Because when you do that, your prayer life is going to come alive. I'm going to ask you to make a little cake for me first. And after you've done that, the oil and grain will not be lacking in your house. Okay? You pray for me with all your heart, even if it's just a little starting point. You start there and just let it grow and don't worry. But just pray for me, please, for my prayer life. Can you pray for me right now out loud? The same things you want for yourself, pray for me. Pray that God, the very things that you would want to God to do in your life, pray for them in my life, will you? And if you want to pray in Amharic, you go ahead and do it that way. Whatever, okay?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. bless you. Bless her, Lord. I want to tell you what I felt like as you're praying for me. I'm probably older than you are, but I felt like my own mother was praying over me, praying from the depths of her heart, with the tender compassion of a mother for her own son. That's what it felt like. It ministered to me greatly. I'm glad you prayed in Amharic. It meant much to me. And Lord, I want to pray for... Can I ask your name? I'm Kirk. Lord, I pray for this woman in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you increase... that you help her to be faithful. To be faithful to the little promptings that you give her. And as she's faithful with just the tiniest little nudge of a prompting, that she wouldn't put it off. That when she feels a little nudge of the tiniest nudge of a prompting, that she'll grab a hold of that and give it life. To give it life, to not consider it as to be unworthy. But as she gives life to the tiniest little prompting of your Holy Spirit in her, even if she's not even sure it's you, but that she does it anyway to check it out just in case it is you, that life will flow into her by the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of the living God, life, life and fullness of joy and strength, that she will become like a female Samson. Like a woman of God, and she'll be able to say to this mountain, you'll be cast into the sea. And to the tiniest little seedling, that she can speak words of tenderness and life to it, that it'll grow up and drink of the sunshine and bring in water from the roots. And go and bless others, Lord. That's what the calling you have on her life. That she can speak to you in prayer. And that you move. Because it's your heart, your spirit in her, prompting her. And you fulfill your own word and your own requests that come from your spirit. Through her mouth and through her, I just feel like her heart, when she prayed for me, there was nothing more beautiful that I could think of. It was like fragrance coming out of a garden. This woman's heart is a garden full of fragrant flowers and a tree. Of some kind of fruit. I'm not sure what the fruit is, but it smells, the flowers, the petals, smell beautiful, and the fruit, they're both there together. And it's a juicy, wonderfully tasting fruit. And it's the fruit born through the Holy Spirit in her. And it's she is a cultivated garden. And beautiful in every respect. Thank you for her, Lord. Thank you for being obedient to the promptings and to praying for me. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. And you just call me. I want you to say something. I want you to say, thank you, Kirk, because that's my first name. Can you say that for me? Just say, thank you, Kirk, because I'm your friend. Like Jesus, what a friend we have in Jesus. Thank you. Bless you.
Well, this has been a wonderful day for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the people who called in or who've spoken. Thank you that I could share in that. And the tears of this dear woman is nothing like heart ministry. Thank you. We thank you, Lord,